In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And basically, our pitch to Katie Pollack has been, you got to get us the exclusive with Fernando Mendoza, right?
You'd think she has an in. I mean, she's got a lot of sources around the football world.
Very well connected. And so we're just kind of following up on that, like, you know, and Browns, not Browns. Let's get some Mendoza action on the show.
Yeah.
And her response was, can I be in on the interview?
Yeah, which is just, that's unprecedented. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
And she quickly pivoted to, can I just ask one question? And I was like, well, you went from you want to be in on the interview to asking one question.
Well, then we get to vet the question, too, which is like, what's the point of even asking the question if it's been vetted all the time? Like, what is this?
All right, Katie.
Is that even fun?
She lined right up at the microphone.
I know. We waited for her to close the door, but then
you started talking about me, so I turned around and came back in. This is just a Hoosier-filled day. Listen, I wasn't here yesterday, so we didn't get to wrap it up.
But the free Odyssey app.
Nick and Jonathan have both enticed me with trying to get an interview with Fernando Mendoza on the station.
You're not going to let you in if you keep resetting it.
Nick, Jonathan, and Katie's off to a horrible start.
The Garage Gang.
Hey, we're wacky.
With Anthony Lima.
It's like, Katie, what's your big addition? Well, I recap everything Nick said. We're good at recaps, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to add another edition.
I was setting the scene.
Scene's already been set.
If you are saying this and you want me to do the dirty work and you want me to use my connections, get Mendoza on the show, and, oh, we're going to shut you out. I said, can I be part of the interview?
Shut
and they're
you
like,
out.
It's not Nick, Katie, and Jonathan. I didn't say it was Nick, Jonathan, and Katie. I just want to be part of the Mendoza interview, especially if I help get him on the station.
Who's that Fermentos? A thing? Fermento?
Fermento.
Is that what you call
it? Fernando.
Oh, okay. Did you imagine? Wait, I thought that was like a nickname.
I thought you intentionally combined that. Did you just misspeak?
Yeah, I just misspoke.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
All my excitement.
Don't worry.
Misspoke.
I've heard enough national people call him Francisco Mendoza.
No,
to make
Fernando
me
Mendoza.
Francisco.
No, I just misspoke. My words got jumbled.
All right. You need to tell me the question.
I thought you were going to go, no.
That was really just my negotiation saying, can I ask one question?
Okay, it was
that
not
was just
good
my negotiation.
You
to
started,
be part of
I
it.
Want to be in on the interview, and then you got to, can I ask one
you
question?
You do understand how weird that sounds for the listener, right? If it's like, and then here's Katie to ask a question to Fernando Mendoza.
I could just quietly be sitting here, and then I'll be like, raise my hand, and you guys could like point to me and be like, okay. Katie's turn.
Okay, so Nick asks, what's your question?
Oh, I don't know yet. It depends what time of year it is.
Why are you
Is it going to be right now? Is it going to be after the hopeful national championship game? I don't know what the question is.
Do you sing Jingle Bells or Feliz Navidad?
Like, maybe I'm just going to ask him what bar he hangs out in Bloomington, and then we can talk about that.
Because Cleveland wants to know that.
And I don't know Bloomington bars, but I would like to know that he drinks. Right now, my impression of him is he just goes home and reads the Bible and calls it a night.
Yeah.
He's Tebow 2.0.
He is. Can you confirm, like, can we use your daughter as leverage? Can your daughter try and get in good graces with him just so we can see if he's actually kind of hip?
You're suggesting she uses her daughter to try to like date Fernando Mendoza for our interview?
Yes, but the benefit
is that the trade-off
here? She might marry an NFL starting quarterback. Are you prostituting out here?
You're prostituting out her daughter in front of her?
I don't like the P word, all right?
Yeah.
I like to call it matchmaker.
That's the new defined term.
That's a politically correct term.
By the way, you heard him. He's not going to do anything.
No, he's not. No, actually,
he won't even go for a kiss at the end of the first date.
Try three dates.
Yeah.
He seems like a very good guy.
You gotta earn up until the kiss on the cheek.
That's true.
If you're Mendoza.
That's true.
Just consider, Fernando,
it's the 15th date. Can I get a peck on the cheek? Oh, gee whiz, I don't know.
Well, consider this challenge accepted. At some point, I will do my best to get you an interview with him.
Jeez. Oh,
but my leverage is I will not let him be a part to the interview unless I can also be a part to the interview.
You can sit in the studio while we interview him.
You know, we heard you did a good job with the Ohio State footballs, the finals and everything like that, but softball questions like you wouldn't believe.
They are not. That's not true.
I don't know what hard-hitting question you'd want in that scenario, for being honest.
Like, I'm going to tell you, when it's a post-game state championship and they're the winner, the first thing you always want is to get their feeling at the moment and get their emotion.
Yeah.
Are we going to get,
hey, Mendoza, how are you feeling even doing this interview with us here? I don't want that.
That's a championship game. I don't want that question.
Can we send you out to do the, the other side of this, if we send you out to do the real dirty work and ask the question of like something that is really going to get the headlines going and the people talking, then people will look and see it's us, but then you're the one asking the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, so you just don't want me to take any of your good questions.
That's what that would be.
This is about Nick and Jonathan.
The fun of doing
so
a Mendoza interview is getting the credit off the Mendoza interview, and we are very threatened by your ability to steal that spotlight there.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hard-hitting questions.
What's your favorite bar?
In Indiana, by the way.
How about I ask him what his feelings would be to come to the Cleveland Browns?
Again, that's wow.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Easy Woodward and Bernstein.
Save the Marconi for us.
Easy.
Okay? Katie?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Nick.
I almost said you've been dismissed. I would not have said that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not sure for what.
Let us know what the question is.
You didn't get the interview yet.
Let us know what the question is. We'll have a conversation. What should we let Katie in on a Fernando Mendoza interview if she helps land the plane and get the interview? I don't think she's going to do it.
I don't think so either.
But I think I'm open to it because I'd like to interview Fernando Mendoza and just get where the hell his deal is. But let's get to the Peterlin pass.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin Pass.
All right, the Peterlin Pass this week goes to people mad at the College Football Playoff Committee and the setup of it all, and the idea that you're going to have Ole Miss taking on Tulane in a game that is a 17.5-point favorite by Ole Miss, and a game we've already seen, by the way, since they beat Tulane 45-10 in the regular season. Teams meeting again, and then Oregon a 21.5-point home favorite over number 12, James Madison. Nick, it makes no sense to me. Just get the top 12 best teams deserve to be in. We shouldn't care about the group of five. The group of five doesn't matter to me in the slightest bit. And the idea that the overall odds to win the national title has James Madison at plus 40,000 and Tulane at plus 75,000 is all you need to know. No one's going to watch these games. No one's going to care about these games. And you promised me better college football games.
Yeah, here's, I would say, the problem. Most of the first round of the playoffs are non-productive anyways, are non-competitive. So why is anyone throwing a stink about who gets blown out in the first round?
I don't want to see James Madison or Tulane play football. And there's good teams that are being left out here. The Notre Dame discussion comes from the idea that
if you how many times get popped this year?
If we're talking top 12 teams in the nation, legitimately top 12 teams in the nation, Notre Dame should be slotted at number 11. They get, and this is not
why, a, because
this is not
they're
a,
Notre Dame?
This is not, a, no, because of everything that we saw with them. This is not a pro-Notre Dame rant. This is a anti-Tulane and anti-James Madison rant. These games aren't going to be competitive. We already watched Ole Miss versus Tulane happen. We don't need to watch it happen again.
Hey, Texas versus Clemson last year, blue bloods. That was a 14-point game. Ohio State
That's
versus
Texas
Tennessee.
Versus Clemson. That's different.
Ohio State versus Tennessee, 42-17. Wow. We really have to protect the sanctity of the first round of the playoffs.
You want to watch James Madison? Who has James Madison played this year?
By the way, but it's not about that.
Who's Tulane played this year?
It's not about that. It's about the first round of the playoffs already are prone to blowouts anyways. Why does it make a difference whether it's James Madison or Tennessee?
Because I don't want to watch James Madison.
Why?
Because they don't have a chance. Tennessee might have been 14-point underdogs. They have a chance. It's a real program.
Who says Notre Dame had a chance? Notre Dame has three losses in the season. Why? Because they're Notre Dame.
Yes,
you're just being a brand snob.
Yes, that's the point.
We finally have.
That's the point. They have better players. They have better recruited players.
The whole point of March is.
You think James Madison can go toe-to-toe with Notre Dame's players?
The whole point of March is you get Cinderella stories. So before we even get a chance to get Cinderella stories, we're going to wipe them off the face of the planet because I don't want to watch Notre Dame. You're going to watch the games, and if you don't, you weren't going to watch them anyways.
But I've been always consistent with this. I don't like the Cinderella stories even in March Madness.
And you're part of the problem.
You get to the Elite Eight. I don't want Belmont in my Elite Eight.
Yeah, and
you belong in the first round. You don't belong in the Elite Eight. Yes, I want the Blue Bloods. I want the big programs. I want them there. Yes, brand snob, call it whatever you want. That's exactly what I want. I want to feel like when I put on Notre Dame versus Ole Miss, I don't know who's going to win that game, and each team has a chance. I don't feel that way with Ole Miss and Tulane, and when we watched that game earlier in the year, it was won by 35 points by Ole Miss.
The Peterlin Pass.
Tim Tebow weighs in on Shador Sanders and the noise in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.